Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Because of the Lord's covenant and the ancestral laws, the saints of God persevered in loving brotherhood, for there was always one spirit in them and one faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Stir up in your church, we pray, O Lord, the spirit that filled St. Josaphat as he laid down his life for the sheep, so that through his intercession we too may be strengthened by the same spirit and not be afraid to lay down our life for others. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. All men were by nature foolish who were in ignorance of God, and who from the good things seen did not succeed in knowing him who is, and from studying the works did not discern the artisan. But either fire or wind or the swift air or the circuit of the stars or the mighty water or the luminaries of heaven, the governors of the world, they considered gods. Now if out of joy in their beauty they thought them gods, let them know how far more excellent is the Lord than these, for the original source of beauty fashioned them. Or if they were struck by their might and energy, let them from these things realize how much more powerful is he who made them. For from the greatness and the beauty of created things, their original author by analogy is seen. But yet, for these the blame is less. For they indeed have gone astray, perhaps though they seek God and wish to find him. For they search busily among his works, but are distracted by what they see, because the things seen are fair. But again, not even these are pardonable. For if they so far succeeded in knowledge that they could speculate about the world, how do they not more quickly find its Lord? The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. Day pours out the word to day, and night to night imparts knowledge. Not a word nor a discourse whose voice is not heard. Through all the earth their voice resounds, and to the ends of the world their message. Please stand. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to the Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Similarly, as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating, drinking, buying, selling, planting, building, on the day when Lot left Sodom. Fire and brimstone rained from the sky to destroy them all. So it will be on the day the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, someone who is on the housetop and whose belongings are in the house must not go down to get them, and likewise, one in the field must not return to what was left behind. Remember the wife of Lot. Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses it will save it. I tell you, on that night, there will be two people in one bed, one will be taken, the other left, and there will be two women grinding meal together, one will be taken, the other left." They said to him in reply, "Where, Lord?" He said to them, "Where the body is, there also the vultures will gather." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As we approach the end of the church year, the readings get increasingly apocalyptic. And we start hearing about these things that will be taking place as the Lord starts to gather to himself those who are his. And I think especially currently, we hear this. Presumably most people listening or tuning in right now are practicing Catholics. If not, we're thrilled that you're here. Welcome. We're glad you're with us. But presumably, if you're taking the time out of your day to tune in to a daily Mass, you're pursuing the Lord in some way. And I think when we hear a message like this, we can be tempted to comfort ourselves out of fear instead of let ourselves be inspired to what we're actually called to. Here's what I mean by that. I think when we hear this, we can start to pull back and say, oh yeah, you're right, the end times are coming, and I better make sure that I am prepared to meet the Lord, right? That sounds like a really good thing. In fact, it is a really good thing. I'm not saying you shouldn't be prepared to meet the Lord. But here's what I'm scared of. I'm scared of showing up, right, after everything comes crumbling down, okay, and all the end times that we love talking about so much happen, right, and we're in front of the Lord. We go, Lord, whew, I'm here, all right, I made it, I'm here. And he goes, oh, that's great. Where's everybody you were supposed to bring with you? What do you mean, Lord? You mean all those people that I was defending myself against in that crazy culture that we have? Those people that I was fighting that were trying to drag me away from you? I worked hard to not let them do that, and I'm here. Yeah, but I sent you to them. I wanted you to bring them to me. See, I think we get a little bit obsessed sometimes with talking about how we're living in the worst period in the history of the world. I also think there's a little bit of pride in that statement. We're celebrating the feast day today of a martyr, St. Josephat, who gave his life for the faith. And if you are listening to this, you have not given your life for the faith, obviously. So with St. Josephat, among thousands and thousands and thousands of other people who have given their life for the name of Jesus, I think we can definitely say maybe we're no better than any other time that's existed, but I think we can also say we're no worse. And I think we can also say that the gospel message of Jesus is still designed for every single human heart. And if you are a confirmed Catholic, what that means is you've been sent out. You've not been sent away to protect yourself against this world that we live in. You've been sent out to convert it, to bring it to the Lord. We have all sorts of different ways. You don't have to be afraid, right? When we're in the world, yeah, we can get beat up a little bit. Sin, we can make mistakes, we can fall, and we wander through the door of the confessional, and boom, we're right back to a state of grace with our Lord, and then we're sent back out. So today, I think the message can be related to the way St. Paul speaks so frequently. We don't have a lot of time. Are we living in the end times? Well, yeah, the end times started as soon as Jesus ascended into heaven, okay? And they're going to keep going until we all meet him face to face. So we don't have a lot of time. There are so many souls out there that Jesus wants us to bring with. He'll sort it out. Don't worry about that. If you bring the wrong person, he can handle that, okay? But he wants them. He wants them. And today, if you have time, reread this gospel, but first, read 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Don't be impressed. I had to look it up before Mass. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. This is St. Paul talking about love. If I have all of the wisdom of the entire world, I have all the right answers. If I speak in human and angelic tongues, right? I say the best stuff and it sounds great, but I do not have love. I am a resounding gong and a clashing cymbal. I have nothing. I have nothing. Then after you do that and you pray with that reading and with this gospel, go look at your last Facebook post. Go check that out. Were you yelling the truth at someone? Or were you inviting them to conversion? But Lord, this person who's notoriously sinful, I told them they were wrong. Isn't that bringing them to you? Well, did it work? No. No, we have to be courageous. We have to be clever, and we have to be joyful and prayerful. And as that happens, this gospel message has not lost any of its power. It brings people to the Lord every bit as much as it did in those first days when the apostles who received the Holy Spirit were spreading it to the entire world. The world has converted before. There's no reason it can't happen again. We just have to have faith and trust the Lord and be willing to be used by Him to spread His gospel. Knowing that we're God's beloved children, we now bring before Him our prayers. For Pope Francis and our bishops, that through the intercession of St. Josaphat, they may work to unite and strengthen the church, we pray to the Lord. That members of the church will strive to serve one another with humility while maintaining a sincere gratitude for all God's gifts and a deep trust in times of hardship, we pray to the Lord. For all our elected and appointed government leaders, that they will let themselves be guided by the Holy Spirit to protect the dignity of the human person and peace in the world, we pray to the Lord. For married couples and for healing of broken marriages and families, we pray to the Lord. For the faithful departed during this month of the Holy Souls, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord. For blessings on Edward Michael Fox and in thanksgiving for a healthy birth for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all of the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. Father, please answer these prayers according to your will, for we ask them through Christ our Lord.
Amen. You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness you have received the bread we offer you, for the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be you now and forever.
By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness you have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine, a work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God.
With the Holy Spirit, not sure we sacrifice your sight, this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me, Lord, from my iniquities, and cleanse me from my sin. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Most merciful God, pour out your blessing upon these offerings and confirm us in the faith that St. Josaphat professed by the shedding of his blood, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is truly right and just,
our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you are glorified when your saints are praised. Their very sufferings are but wonders of your might. In your mercy, you give ardor to their faith. To their endurance, you grant firm resolve. And in their struggle, the victory is yours through Christ our Lord. Therefore, all creatures of heaven and earth sing a new song in adoration, and we, with all the host of angels, cry out, and without end, we acclaim. Holy, 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 Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and David our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Lamb of God,
take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who by the will of the Father and the work of the Holy Spirit, through your death gave life to the world, free me by this your most holy body and blood from all my sins and from every evil. Keep me always faithful to your commandments and never let me be parted from you. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. May the blood of Christ keep me safe for eternal life. Communion antiphon. Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it in eternity, says the Lord. The body of Christ.
Amen.
the body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. Spiritual communion, so we can pray that together now. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Let us pray. May this heavenly table, O Lord, bestow on us a spirit of fortitude and peace, so that following St. Josaphat's example, we may willingly spend our lives working for the honor and unity of the Church. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time, noon central, for Mass. Be sure to join Father Rocky tonight on the Family Rosary Across America at 7 p.m. Central. Please now join me in praying the prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And
may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com
or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer. Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
I just want to say how thankful I am for your guys' ministry here on the radio. It makes a huge difference in my life. I am 23 years old, and I grew up in a kind of Catholic home. So I didn't even know that the Eucharist was really Jesus until many years later after I fell away and then came back to the faith. I just want to say the Eucharist is such a big part of my faith now. Like believing that Jesus is actually present, body, blood, soul, and divinity, that has been such a big part of my change, bringing me back to the sacraments, bringing me back to the Catholic Church as my home. I can't even say how much of a difference the Eucharist has made in my life. I notice the difference every single time I go to Mass. The way I come out of Mass is always so much better than the way I go into it. The way I come out of adoration is always so much better than how I go into it. I can go in confused, and I come out very, like, confident and nourished in Christ and with just so much more hope and purpose. It's just changed everything for me.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
Call and donate now.
When you call, ask about making a recurring gift.
Recurring gift partners provide a stable, continuous source of income for Relevant Radio, helping to reduce both expenses and dependency on pledge drives. Join our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society today at relevantradio.com or call 1-877-291-0123. 1-877-291-0123. The Patrick Madrid Show.
It deepens my faith. It gives me understanding. And I also appreciate the current events.
Good morning, Therese.
Don't ever stop talking about current events. I feel like between your show and Drew's show, I am so much better informed to make decisions about things and to pray on things.
You know, as you're saying that, I'm reminded of what Jesus said in Matthew 26, in verse 41. He says, to watch and pray so that you will not enter into temptation. Now, obviously, they didn't have television or radio or newspapers in those days, but he still taught the people to watch the signs of the times, to be aware of what's going on, and he used examples. I don't think Jesus wants us to just ignore what's happening in the world and just talk about churchy things, because then we will be caught unaware, and he tells us to watch and pray.
At the intersection of faith and culture, The Patrick Madrid Show, 8 a.m. Central on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.